hold on. Don't go anywhere. Another hour of the Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon by Stateline Tack. We'll be back shortly.
Oh, the weather outside is crispy. The clouds are thin and wispy. I'm thinking I'll try my luck. Hope she don't, she don't buck. The pasture mates sure feel frisky. I'm thinking it's a little risky. I try to catch her without getting stuck. Hope she don't, she don't buck. When I'm finally ready to ride, I'm covered in grit and loose hair, but I eagerly swing a stride. Suddenly I'm in the air. Well, I watch her hooves receding as I check my nose for bleeding. I trudge after her covered in muck, cause she bucked, yes, she bucked.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's hour 5, how are we still alive? Heather and Natalie, save the vibe.
I am Callie in customer service, and it's hour 5, the Horse Radio Network's Holiday Radiothon. Happy holidays from Stateline Tack.
Hour 5 here. Of course, it is the Adulting with Horses Hour, and we're going to meet our hosts in 1 second. We have 2 more hours to go. Ashley and I will be with you. And of course, we're brought to you by Stateline Tack with additional support by Kentucky Performance Products and Benefab. I'm Glenda Geek, and seeing with me for the full 6 hours is my friend, you've met her before, Ashley. She's here. And we have 2 more hours to go with $500 in prizes at the end of this. We've given away thousands of dollars in prizes today.
I don't know how we still have more.
We do. We have thousands more.
It's insane.
I know. It is insane. So tell us about our charity real quick.
That's right. Our charity is Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue in Afton, Virginia. And they rescue...
That was me. I'm sorry. I did that.
Glenn, put the Prosecco down. So this is our charity this year, Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue. They really help to save the worst cases. Over 100 mules, horses, ponies, and donkeys each year. And just remember, it is the season of giving. And so if you can or you feel called to, you can do so at ahomeforeveryhorse.com/support.
Very good. And of course, our hosts for this hour are Heather and Natalie. We're going to bring them in right now with the popular Adulting with Horses podcast, the podcast for weird horse girls and the only place to be if you can't be at the barn. Hey, guys, welcome to Happy Hour.
I'll tell you, you really took the pressure off of pronouncing like any words. So go, you guys.
You know, I said we were going to start drinking at 5. I think we need to alter that to next year because it was
4?
Too early.
Oh, the other way. Oh.
Yeah. And Ashley, she had a baby, so she didn't drink for a year, so that didn't help either.
They were with my sober butt on the cruise. Thankfully, they you know, they took
yeah, can we mention that all 4 of us were in the last Horse Lovers Cruise and it was a blast? So when the next one's announced, you guys have to join us. It's so much fun. We did have a good time.
You got to get on my calendar, Glenn. I can't make any promises.
Yeah, she's booked me. I'm busy, honey.
So you guys, we've been asking questions of our hosts the whole time, really, as we go along. And I wanted to ask you, and I think, Natalie, I wanted to see, you used to work for Disney. So you worked at Disney World.
Yes.
At a variety of the parks, right?
Mm-hmm. And resorts. And Disney Springs. All the places.
So you worked at all the places. Was Christmas just a nightmare, or was there also some heartfelt value in seeing all the kids enjoying it and having fun? Or as an employee at Disney, was it just hard?
Yeah, that was like the hardest time of the year. I don't think there was a ton of like a heart, you know, sort of heartstrings moments at Christmas because everybody was just bonkers. Just
run ragged.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. I worked in the Christmas shop for a while. So that was the whole level
of
mayhem. So, you know, people make jokes about Natalie not liking Christmas. Please note that I have reasons. I have trauma.
And Mickey Mouse had her sign an NDA, so she can't talk about it.
Well,
it expires in 3 years.
Yeah. All right, 3 years, you're coming back, and we're going to hear all the good stories. We'll have a special hour just for
the tell-all.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When every day is Christmas, it gets in your brain. Gets in your brain.
Well, and Natalie is a bit of a Grinch, and so I told her I had a special gift for her today, and my shirt says "Extra Grinchy." And it's for Natalie.
Perfect. That's perfect.
So I'm trying to get my hair curly so I can be more like Heather and take all of her pizzazz.
We're switching
roles. Trying to steal my grinchiness. So I don't know if we're like, just going to be like the same person. Like,
I love for retired racehorse. They're both like, oh my God, I love you, Missy. And then we have Heather and Natalie who are battling each other in 2 minutes out the gate.
This is how I love.
We have a variety on the Horse Radio Network.
That's right. We decided that one of us is good and one of us is bad, and we switch roles, and nobody knows what they're going to get until they listen to the episode.
No, there you go. That's perfect.
Either of you know who's going to come back?
No.
That's even better.
That's how we came to that conclusion.
Yeah. Heather, do you have a favorite Christmas over the years?
The ones where I don't host is usually my favorite.
All the people in the watching live just agreed with you.
I say that, but I'm joking. You know, I've got 3 kids, they're teenagers now. So, you know, I love the ones when they were little and we'd come downstairs and they'd be all, you know, wild dancing and, you know, in their little pajamas. So I have lots of Christmases to be thankful for.
Yeah, I think when you have the kids are the thing that really makes it for parents, right? I mean, you want to see it in their eyes, right? That's what you want to see.
You only yell at them after brunch. You have to wait.
So your kids are how old now, Heather?
Oh God. 16, and the twins are 14.
Oh, my God.
Holy smokes, Heather.
So hence why I'm drinking out of a vase.
Oh, my God. They're all at that age at the same time. You don't know anything in the world, do you? You know nothing. No.
Well, right now I'm cool until I open my mouth or try to take a photo of them. And then, God forbid. So you won't find them on the social media. Because I'm not allowed. Okay.
You're just not cool.
At least you're cool until you open your mouth. Like, that's some cool points.
Yeah. They like to tell me all the tea, but I'm not allowed to give a response. I just have to listen.
So that changes at about 10 or 11, doesn't it? This is when that changes. Yeah. Yeah. Natalie. You came on our show, but there's a lot of listeners watching that, or a lot of people watching that don't listen to our show. So I'm going to congratulate you because you're one of the highlight stories of the year on the Horse Radio Network. You and Lisa Wysocki, who both got TV deals from your books. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. It's, you know, I need another job like a hole in the head. And that's essentially what it's going to be. But I'm really looking forward to learning something new and working on, producing a streaming series for the Eventing series, which is, you know, starting to re-release next year. So.
Well, I got to tell you something that happened on Thanksgiving. We're waiting to tell you this till Radiothon. My sister-in-law, by the way, our relatives don't listen to our shows. So my brother and my sister-in-law, they don't listen to any of the shows. Nobody family listens to any of our shows. It's just a rule when you're in podcasting as a host. Except, I don't know, Ashley, your mom might listen to some of your shows.
Oh, my mom listens to every episode that I'm on. It's hard being the
Is favorite. That good or bad?
Oh, it's fabulous. Are you kidding me? She was texting me today during Radio's on. She's like, you're doing great, sweetie. We love Mia.
So I wanted to tell you that my sister-in-law, after dinner, had a book. And she brought it over to my wife, Jennifer, and said, have you ever heard of this person? Her name's Natalie, and she writes these fabulous books. And she had one of your eventing books, and she knew all that. She had met you at a bookstore or one of the signings or something. Uh-oh. And she was so excited, and she had no idea you were one of the hosts on the network, and she had no idea we knew you. She was telling us all about the fact that you got this TV deal, and it's so exciting, and all of this stuff. But it was just cute. It was really fun for us to have that happen.
That is awesome. I've never had anybody bring it up in the wild like that before.
That's what I was going to say. Awesome.
I mean, get wild used to Natalie. It. You're like famous now.
Like super famous. And I should probably remember to mention the podcast once in a while because
that would be nice. Thank you for remembering.
I mean, this entire year has been such a level of work I did not anticipate that I'm like, people have said to me, wait, you're on a podcast? I'm like, yeah, it's like a really popular show where I'm completely bad and unhinged. Like, oh, we should listen to it.
Like, can we run a little crawler like I am at the bottom of the TV show that says Adulting with the Horses podcast? Can we do that?
That's helpful.
let's see if we can get that arranged in your deal. You're a producer of the show. You should be able to get that done. Yeah.
You can get a card at the end.
Yeah.
Also
Or have a horse run by with a saddle pad with your logo on it. You know, something, you know.
Well, I mean, they're going to be filming in Ocala, Glenn. I don't see why you and Scooter aren't going to drive across the set.
Yeah, I can
maybe
drive through the
cameo.
Set. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We could do a whole thing where we could take my fear of driving and just write an episode about it.
Oh, yeah. And Scooter bolts occasionally, so that'll be fun for you.
Yeah, upping the drama factor. I love
it. Yeah. Yeah, he does bolt occasionally. He's done that to me recently. Fortunately, we've never hit anything important. So you should have a great time.
A camera crew should change that.
All right. At the end of this hour, we're giving away $500 in prizes, including, did we ever decide how to say ESPOIR?
Espoir.
Espoir.
It's very Espoir. French.
It's very French. Okay. Trafalgar Square Books, Zaracil. I think I said that right. Zero proof horse treats, which we all know and have talked about already, and Stateline Tech. Now, we do a trivia question that the listeners, the live people can answer. So what the first correct answer we see, Jennifer will award them with one of our ornaments.
Okay. This hour's holiday trivia question is, what was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
All right. Jennifer's going to look for the winner. Who was your guest today, guys? Who wants to tell us about your guest?
Well, my buddy, Sydney Collier, came on as our guest. And, you know, she and I wrote a book together. Maybe we don't have a show, you know, coming out on it yet. But Natalie knows people, so. We're going to ride her coattails.
Touching my hair, too.
Yeah, we're going to ride her coattails onto that situation. So Sydney Collier is a paradressage rider. She went to the Rio Paralympics and we did write a book together. She's so fun and amazing, and I can't wait to show you guys who she is.
All right, we're going to hear about her or with her after this word from Stateline Tech.
Ho, 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 horse lovers. It's a merry bonanza at Stateline Tech. We're dashing through the deals with savings galore. From grooming essentials to riding gear, find everything you and your horse need to slay the holidays. And the best part? Huge savings on every item. Make your barn merrier and brighter with the best in horse equipment. This holiday, it's not just the weather that's cool. Our prices are too. Giddy up to Stateline Tack today and unwrap the gift of savings. Happy holidays, happy riding. Get 30% off any $129 order or more. Enter coupon code HRN at checkout. Please note, some products are not eligible for the additional discount due to the manufacturer restrictions. These are noted in your shopping cart. That's coupon code HRN.
So much to Adulting with the Horses podcast for the Horse Radio Network Radiothon. We are so excited to have you. Can you please let us know who you are? Because, you know, I know you, but not everybody does.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Sid Collier, and I am a United States Paralympian. I represented the USA in Rio 2016, as well as the World Equestrian Games in 2014. And I was first traveling reserve for Tokyo 2021 and an alternate for the Paris Paralympics this year. And my new memoir with you, Heather Wallace.
That's how I know you.
Beyond Expectations, about my journey to the 2016 Paralympic Games and all the highs and lows that came with it, is out now through Trafalgar Square Books.
I love that plug, so I didn't have to do it. So we got to know each other pretty well during the, you know, the memoir process, but there's one thing that I don't think that I asked you, and Natalie, you and I haven't discussed this with her either, is do you like Christmas? Like, do you like the holidays?
I absolutely love the holidays because as I was growing up and pursuing my goal of the Paralympic Games, I oftentimes was away from my family in my hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan. And the holidays were the time where my family would make this long road trip and we would kind of fly by the seat of our pants and last minute Christmas shop. And just really the holiday spirit, no matter where we were or how last minute we were preparing for it, it always felt so special. There was even a year with a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. You'll have to check out the book to find out more about that.
Well, I feel like, Natalie, I feel like you know what a Charlie Brown Christmas tree looks like, don't you?
I have one out by my front gate. I won't let my husband cut it down, even though it's going to get in the way soon, because it just, it looks like I should just dangle some sad ribbon off of it and let it get wet. I don't know. Is that appropriate or sad?
I mean, it's sadly appropriate for you.
Sadly appropriate.
For your holiday vibe.
Or maybe I could do one of those Christmas for animals things where I hang peanuts all over it or something.
That's cool.
What do you think alligators like on their Christmas tree? Guts? Entrails?
Chum.
Is that Christmas?
They like chum.
Yeah,
like chicken legs. Extra chum. Yeah, there we go.
Just get a little chum tree. That's very holiday specific. And here I'm thinking like I have a fake tree. So clearly that's not even remotely. It's not a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. But so I don't know. I'm kind of torn. We like to play a game when we come on here. And I'm kind of torn between two different games. And I will tell you right now, one involves a little bit of like singing, like holiday carols. Are you a terrible singer?
You really don't want to hear me sing.
See, now
at
I do.
All. No.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little Christmas trivia, but then to close it all off, I think we have to do a little one or two of the finish the lyrics, okay? Just because I also can't sing and I feel like we're just going to put it all out there. All right?
Oh my gosh. If everyone's ready for their ears to bleed, then I guess okay.
We don't auto-tune here, so you know. Well, you can say the words too, but I just thought it might be a fun little game. So we're going to start off a little bit easy on you, okay? And what is the most popular Christmas beverage called that is also referred to as milk punch?
Eggnog, obviously.
And do you put anything in it or do you just drink it like warm milk style or cold milk style? I'm like, oh.
I'm not a huge fan personally, but a little spiked nog on Christmas Day, maybe. Maybe I'd try that this
year. You could be convinced if it was spiked with a little special something.
You have to try it possibly. Racetrack style, which is Christmas morning out of the bottle at 8 a.m. That is how you do it at the track, and it's very festive.
That's
and then
how
you have to ride.
And then you all run for the bathroom at the same time.
You just take a swig, and then you get on your worst horse.
That sounds like a game I don't want to play ever.
That is the only time I've ever had spiked eggnog, actually. I didn't even know it came with booze in it until
the racetrack at 8 a.m.
Well, I mean, something's got to warm you up at 8 a.m. on the Christmas day, you know, in New York, or it was Aqueduct, right?
Oh, yes. I am a broken human after that experience. That's why I have to be in the South.
Well, I mean, I know I'm feeling outnumbered here. Sid and you are both in Florida. So, you know, I've got my Christmas sweater going.
Where's that?
Oh, you guys are crazy. All right. Can you name, maybe I should throw you one here. What are the names of Santa's reindeer?
I don't know. Bob, Billy, Sadie, Catherine, Mr. Jones, Pickles,
Joe, Tito. Obviously.
Joe the reindeer.
I figure all the ones from the song have retired by now. Like, how long do reindeer live?
Well, and you know, a fun fact is actually, I heard this maybe on TikTok, so I don't know if it's actually a fact, but I heard that Santa's reindeer were actually females. So, because they keep their antlers through the winter where the males don't.
Right. I could see that.
I don't know.
Wait, do we know for a fact that they have antlers at Christmas? Like, who?
Like I said, TikTok told me. TikTok told me.
I'm going to pick some holes in this argument.
I think everyone should go Google this right now.
Me, I'm gullible Sid, and I'm like, I think that checks out. I believe it.
I'm not allowed to agree with anything ever.
That is true. Sid, could you name at least some of the reindeer for Santa?
Don't forget Tito.
Tito's my friend.
Okay, there's obviously Rudolph, because I empathize a lot with Rudolph. And then there's Donner, Blitzen, Comet. There's a Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. Is that all of them? Did I do the thing?
Prancer and Dancer and Vixen.
Oh yeah.
Vixen is my favorite, clearly.
There's Olive, the other reindeer.
I can't take you right now. I've never
it's
seen
a children's
that.
Book.
Rudolph, I'll take because he wasn't in the original, but he was in the he went to the Island of Misfit Toys, which is a favorite of mine. So, right. All right. Oh, okay. So we're gonna bring it back to the Nog real quick. Do you? Ed, does anybody know what country it came from? I'm going to give you a fun fact here is I don't have the answer. So whatever you say is going to be right.
I'm going to say it's Dutch.
Okay.
That's my guess.
I was thinking Scandinavian of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere around there, like Switzerland or some weird thing like that.
Okay. So what are you supposed to do when you find yourself under the mistletoe?
Kiss, duh.
Kiss who? Anybody?
Yeah,
probably not.
Anyone?
Any random stranger.
Don't catch me under the mistletoe.
Always look.
I'm newly single. That's not going to go well. Okay, let's see. Oh, how do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, there she goes. She's singing, guys.
No,
I could sing it in Hawaiian.
What? Really?
Mele kalikimaka.
Oh, yeah.
I had to say that when I worked at Disney's Polynesian Resort. We said mele kalikimaka.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fun.
All right.
Now that's going to be stuck in my head all day.
You're Thanks. Welcome. There's another song for you. Right.
I have a good one here. Okay, so I'm skipping some of the ones about Jesus because not everybody believes in Jesus, but we all celebrate Christmas. Just kidding, we don't. Anyway, which fairy tale was the first gingerbread house inspired by? I know this one, actually. And no, TikTok didn't tell me.
I don't know. I don't know this one. Sid has the answer.
I feel like doing the Jeopardy sound.
Let's see. Would it be like the one where they go in and there's the candy house?
Mm-hmm. Hansel and Gretel.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that was an assist from Natalie.
Yeah.
I just took the breadcrumbs that she laid out for me.
Yeah, man.
Hansel and Gretel joke.
Yep, I get it. And that actually leads me to the segue in. What items do you leave out for Santa on Christmas Eve?
Cookies, but you also have to leave out the carrots for the reindeer. Duh. Yeah,
they can't starve to death. They have to work really hard all night carrying Santa's fat butt around. Oh, I like this one. How many times does Santa say ho?
Three.
Give me an example. Your jolliest example.
Ho, ho, ho.
I love it.
That's jolly. That's so jolly.
That's his, fun fact. That's as low as I can make my voice.
Okay. Well, that was pretty jolly. That was pretty jolly. So have you ever been considered a naughty child, or would you say you were a nice child?
I'd like to say I'm nice, but my parents would probably disagree with me on that.
Okay. Well, did you ever get something in your stocking that wasn't, you know, a stocking stuffer?
Did I ever get coal? Only candy coal, like as a joke.
Okay.
As a joke.
As a joke.
Have a talk with mom and see if it was really a joke. Okay. What are the four most popular Christmas colors? That's what I said. I didn't know there were four.
Gold,
I
thought
there
were like. It would definitely be like gold, silver, red, green.
Okay. I think so. Right? I think so. I honestly wouldn't have even thought of the silver and gold, but that makes sense.
She went straight for it. Good job.
She really did. She knew exactly what she was doing. Mm-hmm. Where does Santa Claus live?
The North Pole.
That's a good one. Do you know what country St. Nicholas was born in? The modern day country St. Nicholas was supposed to have been born in?
Germany. Right?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to download the card with the answers too.
Listen, micromanager, what did you bring to the game today?
Except your sparkling wit.
Except your attitude. At least she's wearing horns, okay? Sid's horny and she's showing it. You're just sitting here pouting.
I brought my tinnitus.
Oh boy.
My friend, the bells in my ears.
I actually did. Yeah.
So festive, the ringing.
I don't have sleigh bells, but I found my halter that I brought back from Mongolia. Actually, if you jingle it, it does make a sound like bells. So, you know, we could pull that out later if we really that want works. To. All right. So now we're going to move on. We're going to do finish the lyric. Okay. You can choose to sing or not to sing. I'm a terrible singer. I'm going to preface that by saying I will probably talk it out, but I'm going to go ahead and be game for the first one because I can't ask you to embarrass yourself. And this is how we're going to finish this. Okay. Ready? In the meadow, we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married?
I said, no, man.
Very good. You did it. See, mutual embarrassment for the win.
For the win.
All right. Sid, thank you so much for joining us on our little, you know, holiday game of which we have actually no winners. I mean, you won because you were here talking with us and we won because we got to talk to you. Yeah. I mean, some of them, I didn't know the answers. So yeah. So you're right.
Awesome guessing.
But thank you so much. Let everybody know where we can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Sid's Paraquest or on my website, sidsparaquest.com. And definitely make sure to check out our book, Beyond Expectations. Thank you so much for watching.
Thanks, everybody. Happy holidays, Sid.
Happy holidays.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
These holiday voicemails are brought to you by all of us at Kentucky Performance Products. Happy holidays, Horse World!
Mucking around the barnyard in my poop-encrusted boots. Catching up on the latest equestrian news with my horses in the morning crew. Mucking around The barnyard in my pooping crusted boots. Listening to the horses munch contentedly on their grain and alfalfa cubes. You will get a sinking little feeling when you see that snarky pony stall door standing wide open for all to see.
It's the ponies and the thoroughbreds.
Mucking
it's
around
the ponies.
The barnyard in my pooping crusted boots. Now I'm dashing through the snow and the wind makes it feel like it's minus two. Now I'm starting to question my entire lifestyle. Surely those folks with goldfish don't have to go through these trials. So mucking true. Around the barnyard in my pooping crusted boots. Trying to hold on to what's left of my sanity. And later written to the auditor group.
Hi, everyone. This is Jane Tomsich from Lake Worth, Florida, with a horsey Christmas poem that I think everyone who is a horse person will understand. 'Twas the night after Christmas, and sitting up in my bed, I was browsing online for the horsey gifts I'd wanted instead. My stocking had been hung on the chimney with care, but I'm sure all you horse people can imagine what was placed in there. A license plate cover saying, "One Tough Cowgirl," didn't really capture my hobby of taking my dressage horse for a whirl. The horseshoe pattern socks were nice, to be certain, but I would have preferred a massage gift card for when my body is hurtin'. The halter that I got could be useful, I'm betting, if it wasn't bright pink and for a pony, not my horse-sized gelding. So I'm in the dark while my husband is snoring, shopping for my own gifts that I won't find boring. Hunting post-Christmas sales on State Line Tack and Horse Lovers, looking at stirrups and fancy brushes and new saddle covers. So good luck, horse people. Hope this year your family chooses your gifts right. Merry horsey Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Open the barn door, sweep the floor. There's plenty of holiday fun in store. Swinging at HRN. All the hosts and guests too. They all know just what to do. Swinging at HRN. Now Radiothon is here this year, bringing gifts and Christmas cheer. Glenn's work is done, there is no doubt. So hey, listeners, knock yourself out. Listen live and just press play. We'll be rocking till the end of the day. Swinging at HRN. Now you'll be happy as can be. That's this Radiothon's guarantee. Swinging at HRN. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah!
Hi, everyone. This is Lily, and here's my poem called Christmas Eve in the Barn. The snow softly falls as my boots crunch across the frozen ground. I push open the barn door, and the soft wickers of ponies ring through the air. Their warm breath heats my face, and I fill their troughs with sweet-smelling hay. Stalls are banked with fresh, thick wood shavings, and blankets are buckled on securely. Waters are filled to the brim, and one last handful of cookies is passed around. Kisses are pressed to velvety muzzles and hugs around silky necks. One last good night, and it's Christmas at last.
On the first day of Christmas, my horse gave to me some bruises and a torn pair of breeches.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Right. On the second day of Christmas, my horse gave to me two playful bucks, some bruises and a torn pair of breeches. What? They were playful. He didn't mean anything by them. On the third day of Christmas, my horse gave to me three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises and a torn pair of breeches. All right, hang on here. I need to get some more wine. Okay. Are you going to sing this with me?
Yeah.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises and a torn pair of breeches.
So the fur is coming out again.
He'll be out tomorrow. On the fifth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me a five-figure vet bill.
Wait, what?
Four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises, and a torn pair of breeches.
What vet bill?
I was going to tell you about that. He's okay. He's good. On the sixth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me six stitches healing, five-figure vet bill. Four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises, and a torn pair of breeches.
Can we get back to this vet
bill? No, he's fine. On the seventh day of Christmas, my horse gave to me seven bones of knitting, six stitches healing, five-figure vet bill. Four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises, and a torn pair of breeches.
Seriously.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me 8 hours in the ER, seven bones of knitting, six stitches healing, a five-figure vet bill. Four loose shoes, three torn blankets, two playful bucks, and some bruises, and a torn pair of breeches. No, I'm honestly cleared to ride. I'm good. On the ninth day of Christmas, my horse gave to me.
Do seasonal changes give your horse runny poop and dirty butt? Probiotic-Wise is the product of choice for horses with seasonal diarrhea and chronic free fecal water syndrome. Probiotic-Wise's formula provides both the true probiotic Saccharomyces boulardii and a host of prebiotics that supports a return to normal digestive function. To learn more, visit kppvet.com today.
Water syndrome.
Just, there's no coming back from that.
We'll try. It's not the worst I've ever had.
I mean, that's great. Good. Yes. Recovering. We spend a lot of time thinking about poop as horsewomen. And all I want for Christmas is, you know, good solid poops from my pones. So
that's all you want, huh?
That's all you want. I want a pair of boots. I want a new pair of boots.
But then you're going to have to break them in. You know what I did? This was my hack. I'm not cheap. Okay. I had bought this gorgeous pair of boots off of eBay that were gently used and already broken in. And I've had them for 5 years and they're still in amazing condition.
Oh my God.
I let someone else do the work.
I know. The best boots I ever had in my life were somebody else's custom Vogels.
Yes.
I loved them so much. They fit me like they were made for me. But I don't know if that's going to happen again. So I got to do the whole like go to tack shops, try on boots, buy myself a Christmas present situation.
Wait, I thought you met somebody at Equine Affair that was going to, you know, like throw something off the back of a truck for you.
Yeah. Well, I wussed out.
Did you?
I did. And it was not off the back of a truck. It was still a little Percy Petty. And they're beautiful, but it just didn't feel like it was the right time. Mm. I'm all about timing. So.
Says the eventer. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I don't even have a horse that wants to event. So I'm just like living my mental dream of.
I'm just mental.
So, yeah, I'm just mental. Dreaming, mental. It's all mixed up in my brain. So boots are my dream.
Okay.
And if somebody wanted to throw another Eco Gold pad my way, that wouldn't upset me because the only one I have I won in a contest.
So. Oh, was it a Horse Radio Network contest? Because
it was a Ride IQ contest.
Okay.
Yeah. It says Ride IQ on it. It's very fancy. It makes me look very intelligent because it has IQ in the name.
It makes you look intelligent? Are you sure?
I know. Yeah, I think so.
But you don't know so you can't be that smart.
Tricky. Wait. What do you want for Christmas, you nasty thing?
Some respect, damn it. Just kidding, that'll never happen.
Just time.
Well, actually, that was going to be my initial answer. Mm-hmm. When you were like, what do you want for Christmas? I was going to say time, but
yeah.
Let's be honest, that is unattainable.
I want an extra hour every evening. Just the sun, just stay at one place.
You know what I would do with an extra hour? Fill it with something that I shouldn't be doing and not going to the barn. Okay. So I really thought long and hard about this. All right. Are you ready? Because I've barely been at the barn lately. I don't know what I need. Okay. I have two tack trunks, a tack room, and a trailer filled with stuff.
That's true.
So you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to go to the tax store and let the tax store tell me what I need.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
You
know. I know. The tax shop knows. Everyone knows.
Yeah. It's like you walk in and it just, it like, throws things at you. And it's like, you know what you need? You need this. You need a saddle. You need boots for a horse you don't jump. You need all these things. And I'm just going to accept it. I'm going to open my arms and I'm going to be like, That's what it,
beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous? That's my Christmas dream.
You're just opening yourself to the universe.
And the possibilities.
Presenting myself to you in my temple, the tax shop.
Exactly. That's where I worship.
Yeah. Receiving the gifts given unto me, whether it be a saddle or a saddle pad, whether it be safety stirrups or a pair of reins. I did buy a pair of reins the other day. I'm super excited for it. So,
did the tax shop tell you to buy it or did you go?
I guess it did because I wasn't going to buy anything. And then I went to this website and there was these soft, soft reins on special. And I said, do you know what? The tax shop said I need these reins.
You know, I when we were in Equine Affair, I always shop at Equine Affair. Like I get Christmas presents and everything. I didn't really do any shopping there. You know, I bought one pair of like tan show breeches from Batory because, you know, I always leave with something from Batory. And what's funny is I don't think I'm going to do another show this year. Not just because, you know, time is fleeting and they don't sell that at the tax store. So
no, that's all we're all any of us are really asking for. Yeah.
Right.
Boots and time. Boots and time.
Yes. So, you know, I'm just putting it out into the tax store universe. Like whatever they want to gift unto me, I will accept.
I hope it is like a turquoise halter with a really like bright Navajo pattern.
That is like exactly what you want. That's not me. I'm a pink girly. You like blue. I'm pink. Have you met me? Like, have you any of this?
I think it would look cute on Ferris. That's all I'm saying.
His color is purple. Okay. Get it right. You should know me better. Delight is a royal blue. And Odin is like a burgundy. Okay.
I didn't know that. This is all new. We never talked about our horse's colors before.
That should be.
I like teal and navy blue.
You do? I thought you'd like a seafoam green.
I love a seafoam green, but I don't think it's great on a chestnut, whereas navy blue is purple. Perfection.
It's very classy. Unlike
everything
me.
I buy inside my home is seafoam green, like my wall.
That's why I thought you liked it because everything you ever pick up is like, ooh, seafoam green.
Yeah, if I ever have a gray, which hopefully I won't. I've never had a gray my whole life, so maybe it'll happen. Just chestnuts, just the other side of the gray gene. Yeah.
See, I went dark bay, red roan, and paint. And I'm happy with those choices because the paint is actually my child's pony and she does the grooming. So still winning.
Yeah. I've had dark bays, and chestnuts. That's it. All solid.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't need a flashy color when you have a flashy personality. That's I have both. So clearly.
You on a paint with some silver would just be too much. Embellishment.
I was kind of born to be a Western pleasure girly and somehow I ended up in the hunter jumper world and they don't want me.
No.
They don't want me.
You need to be like sparkling and have like a hat that's encrusted with gems.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And you do.
I do. I got it. My friend Sid got that for me at Equine Affair. So, you know, I will, I should have worn it for this.
The cross country jerseys are as flashy as I can be. This is it. This is what I've got.
That is pretty flashy for you. The Mare Goods, you know, kind of vibe. I love it. She's bright and colorful, just like your personality. You just hide that under a stern facade.
Under my hair.
Her hair's down, guys. She's being wild. So everybody watch out. Hey, guys.
I think that was our cue to come in was your hair being wild. Because I don't know that I've ever seen it like that before, actually. I really don't.
Because I only get it cut once a year and you were like in between.
You guys want to give away some prizes?
Always.
Make people happy? Let's make people happy. Ashley, who sponsors it?
Our prize giveaways are sponsored by Benefab. Rehabilitating an injury? Stimulate recovery with Benefab, the leading brand in effective wearable therapies for you, your horse, and your dog. Visit BenefabProducts.com today for an exclusive listener discount of 10% off with coupon code HRN at checkout. Discount valid through midnight on December 8th.
Ooh, by the way, what? I'm getting ready for party hour. I have changed into the Santa sweater. I am ready.
Uh-oh. Oh,
Santa Daddy's here. Well, no, you're Santa and I'm the Grinch. So what does that make?
I don't Natalie. Know what makes the
Natalie,
other two.
I'm an elf.
Clearly. Yes. Yeah.
Where's that put Natalie?
Absent.
And the outside, no, just like away.
Not here.
She's like the queen of the Island of Misfit Toys.
I don't know what that means, but it's
complimentary.
I was going to say she's Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah, well, that's probably more appropriate. Yeah.
Friends
All right.
With the Grinch.
Okay, Miss Heather Smarty Pants, tell us about the first one.
Well, we have two Espoir gift certificates worth $100 each. Espoir Equestrian offers beautiful hand-illustrated sun-protective shirts in several styles, perfect for riding or stable to street. We also offer a full line of apparel for the competitor. Visit espoirequestrian.com. That's E-S-P-O-I-R, equestrian.com.
Okay, so Natalie, pick a number between 1 and 548.
Oh, 546.
Oh, she's always going to be an outlier.
546 is somebody named Tisha, who I don't know her last name. So Tisha wins. She's from Ohio, who is probably buried under snow right now.
Ohio. She needs some sun shirts.
She needs a coat, not a shirt. So,
she needs help, Glenn.
Yes. So let's pick another one because there's two of these gift certificates. Natalie.
Do you want, go on, Natalie.
A second number.
232.
232. So let's go with 232. 232 is Jessica Sackett. Jessica wins the gift certificate from Espoir. I just wanted to say that again, actually.
It's super fun to say.
So, all right. What's our next prize? That'd be Natalie would read.
You're asking me?
Yep.
The
you
next
like, girl.
Prize is a book from Trafalgar Square Books, Winning with Horses, How One of the Best Polo Players of All Time and a Sport Horse Veterinarian Balance Human Goals with Equine Needs by Shelley Onderdunk, DVM, and Adam Snow. Professional polo player Adam Snow and sport horse veterinarian Shelley Onderdunk answer this undeniably 21st century question with the resounding yes. What question? They have spent a lifetime together. I just went through it back. Like, I don't see the question. They have spent a lifetime together nurturing Adam's astounding career at the top of his sport. He is the last American polo player to achieve the perfect 10-goal handicap with the artful, conscientious care and training of the equine partners he needed to be the best. And Shelley's 25 years as an equine veterinarian have been spent helping sport horses compete at the highest levels in other disciplines, including reining, racing, eventing, show jumping, and dressage, while always prioritizing long-term health and well-being. Visit trafalgarbooks.com.
All right. So, Heather, pick a number between 1 and 548. You think I'd know that by now.
111.
What was it?
111.
111. All right. 111 is Claire Ronaldson. So congratulations, Claire. She's a regular listener, been a listener for a long time. So she gets the book. All right. Cool. What's up next?
Okay. Next, we have three tubes of Zeracil Essential Skin Cell for Horses. At $72 each, Zeracil is a very effective adherent barrier cream for open wound sites and areas of skin damage. It is also safe for competition. It's recommended by veterinarians and loved by professional equestrians for managing cuts and wounds. Visit Zeracil.com. That's Zarasyl.com.
All right. We got three of those, so that's kind of cool. So, Heather, just rapid fire, give me three numbers.
444.
444. 444. Where the heck is it? Patty Otto is number 444. That's actually, she's Jamie's neighbor. We met her in Norman, Oklahoma. All right. What's the next one?
501.
All right. 501. 501 is Sharon Silva, who was in here watching just a minute ago. So that's terrific. You're doing good here.
I try. 72.
72.
Oh, you don't have to try.
She doesn't actually try.
I know she doesn't. That's why I said it.
Guys. Okay, it's Cameron Sobolovic. So congratulations to Cameron as well. I think we have a couple more prizes, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right. Another prize. Zero your prize. Horse treats.
Oh, they're the fun ones, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on anymore. Zero Proof Horse Treats pack is worth $100. This prize includes 3 bags of Zero Proof Horse Treats, 1 Carrot Cosmo, 1 Mint Julep, and 1 Apple Martini, a Zero Proof Horse Treats treat pouch, and a $50 gift card for the winner to reorder their favorites anytime. Visit ZeroProofHorseTreats.com to get yours today.
I can tell you that Scooter, my pony, really likes the mint julep and the apple martini. Those are his favorite.
Those are popular at this farm, too.
Yeah, he probably wishes he had them right now, actually. It's kind of chilly in Florida tonight. So cool. So, Natalie, you pick this one.
62.
We have Brenda Nellums. So, congratulations. And she is in Ramona, California. So, That's perfect. And then we have the State Line gift certificate worth $50. Of course, right now is a good time to head on over to statelinetac.com. So, let's see here. Let me write this one down so that Brenda actually gets her prize. And we're going to have Heather this time pick for the final prize of this hour. And then next hour, don't forget that we go into the mega grand prizes. So, next hour are the grand prizes. So, Heather, pick a number.
All right, I'm going to go for 89.
We have a lot of winners here because we highlight them in green when they win, and there's a lot of winners on this thing.
That's the way it should be, Glenn. We should give away the prizes.
Charity Dorn from Minnesota, another cold place. We have a lot of cold winners tonight. So State Line Tack gift certificate worth $50. So what do you guys have? Do you have more episodes coming up this year of your show?
We do. We had to take a little bit of a hiatus between the divorce and the book deal and everything. So, you know, different types of chaos.
That stuff.
Small things. But we're coming
Both
back.
Both involve a lot of lawyers.
Yes. For different reasons.
Why we're very crazy. Okay. Yes.
Some are making money with the lawyers and some aren't. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, actually, let's hope we're both are. Thank you.
Okay. If you're good ones, then Heather's going to be just fine.
After 20 years of marriage, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
All right, back to the show. So you're going to put out some more episodes here this month coming up.
That's right.
Okay. And so we can look for that on the podcast feed. If you've missed their past episodes, go check out Adulting with Horses. It is quite a popular show. They have a lot of fun over there doing that. And you don't have many guests or any guests, right, on your show?
I don't think there's space.
You don't think we're enough women.
Yeah. Come on, Bunny. Are you kidding me?
But what I'm going to say is that's kind of cool because you're one of the very few shows that doesn't on the network. So I like that.
A lot to say, and it's hard for our guests to get a word in edgewise because if we're not talking over each other, we're laughing at something. But we do. We've had some really good guests, and if you scroll back, you'll find some good stuff in there. Some people.
Yeah, Glenn, you've been on our show, and we let you speak. So
yeah,
you know.
They did. It was hard to get a word in, but they let me on the show anyway. So I was glad to be there.
No, we got to give some favors to the producers, you know, but no, we do periodically do like sponsored episodes. So we'll bring a guest on and talk about, you know, important things. But generally speaking, it's just Natalie and I, because clearly we're boring. So,
well, and could I just say from the cruise, Heather coined my favorite professional term for Glenn.
Yeah.
And this is,
I don't know if I want to hear this.
Only you already address know him moving forward. Like if someone's like, Ashley, we need a professional like referral. I'd be like, you need to call our podcast daddy.
That's right. Yeah. He's going to get like a sash. Right.
And that's it on my Santa shirt.
Well, and I will say, so this all came about because every time he messages me and says, do you have a minute for a quick call? I'm like, what did I do? Like, I always think I'm in trouble. So then I answer the phone. What's up, podcast daddy? And then he laughs. And then I'm like, oh, God, I'm okay. The day he doesn't laugh is the day it's over.
It's great. I mean, that tells you a little bit about our podcast that Heather's constantly afraid we'll be shut down.
It actually was a concern when Heather came to me in the first place. It was something we discussed. Heather, you can go so far, but that's it. There's a line. There is a line, Heather.
I think I remember this differently because I don't do boundaries. Okay.
I think the line has gotten blurred. Yes, I think it has gotten blurred. Hey, I got Cameron's name right, and I'm sure I screwed that one up. She said she's watching, and I got her name right for the prize. Good for me. That's a first.
That literally is the first time Glenn has said someone's name correctly.
All day.
So, yes. Now, Cameron, he must be podcast daddy to you.
Oh, there you go. God, I hate that name. Stay tuned. Thank you both for joining us. We really appreciate it.
I love you, girls. We love you.
Ashley, remind me not to invite Heather back next year.
Hey, okay, I'll take both of them.
Ashley and I we're going to have our own thing without
That's
you.
Right. We're going to have like the opposite radiothon at the same time.
But we're not on at all?
No, it's
That's it. It's just going to be a blank screen.
We're going to do a takeover, and Glenn's going to be sadly sitting on the side watching.
Stay tuned for hour 6 of the HRN Holiday Radiothon. It's party hour! Yay! And don't forget the audio version of Radiothon will be available tomorrow on the Horses in the Morning podcast feed, the HRN All Shows feed, and the Auditors feed. And you don't need to miss a minute. Now we're going to head on to hour 6. Thanks, ladies! Jemmy, take us into hour 6.